Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. This is episode 101, Tuesday Tales, Forgetting That You Have It. Have you ever had an item given to your character by the Game Master and forgotten to use it? My brother Robert had a desert campaign, one or two campaigns before his current campaign that he started way back when. And my character was a fighter, and I believe the character of our friend was a fighter, and we picked up these repeating crossbows because my brother had read about the repeating crossbows the Chinese had, and they had like 10 shots in them or something. And we go to where we heard there was a tomb or a treasure or something, and there was a cliff face, and there was a cave up in the cliff face, a cave entrance, and we either had a ladder we found, or we threw a rope up and climbed up. Somehow we got up there. Well, then there were some orcs, and I don't remember the details if the orcs were chasing us or if they just happened to see us as we were going in the cave. Anyway, we're up in this cave, and the orcs are coming up the into the cave to come after us. And instead of using the crossbows in the narrow entrance of the cave, as they got to the top of the ladder and picking them off at range with repeating crossbows, we fought them toe to toe, and of course we died. And after we're laying there dead, then my brother says, "Well, I expected you to use those crossbows." And it's just like, gee, thanks, now you tell us. Totally different time, totally different game. We were playing Top Secret back in the day, and the same friend whose character died with my character versus the orcs because we didn't use the crossbows happened to be the game master for most of our Top Secret sessions. My character was an assassin. Most people wanted to be assassins because they had the 00 indicator like James Bond. And I'm drawing a blank on his first name. I think I've got his character sheet around here somewhere that I think. But his last name was Von Ryan. And he, as I recall, had the test pilot. Either it was a glider or a lightweight aircraft. And then he had this other device to test, a wristwatch with some fancy devices. One of them was a circular saw. And while flying, suddenly arm restraints trapped his arms, and the recurring villain appeared on the screen and said, "Goodbye, Mr. Von Ryan," as the death spiral of the aircraft was occurring. And there was a certain time limit on what I had to do to save myself before I died. And while thinking of everything I could to free my arms and legs so I could pilot the plane, I totally blanked that I had this wristwatch. And my character would have died had it not been for the game master and other players giving me hints. And I finally caught on and remembered the watch and activated the circular saw, cut my restraints, and pulled up just in time. Quite cinematic in the mental imagery of that memory. And then more recently, at GaryCon 9 a few years ago, I got to be a player in Sateen Phoenix's first time running a convention game. And it was a lot of fun. And as it was 5e, we had lots of different statistics for each character, and my particular character had advantage on initiative, but it was mentioned on the back of the character sheet, so I didn't realize it until the last few initiative checks of the game. So from these three instances, I take a few pieces of advice that game masters should think about. A big one is, don't overwhelm players with multiple items for their characters that they have to keep track of. And what I mean by that, special items that you as a game master anticipate them using, the more you give them, the less likely they are to remember the specific one they need when they need it. Also, don't expect players to see the use of the item to solve problems the same way you do. And I'm not sure how best to handle this, but don't be too subtle when giving an item to a character. If it's a special item that you expect them to use, make it stand out. In the same way, for any game that has information a player needs during combat or conflict, the character sheet designers and the game designers need to have it on the front of the sheet. Too often we don't think to look at the back of the sheet during combat, unless it's like the big bad that we're fighting and we're pulling out all the stops and looking over our equipment list. And there's this common refrain among old school gamers that the answer isn't on your character sheet. Except sometimes it is. If you've written the special gear on your equipment list or have a note about some mechanic that applies to your character, it's on the sheet. If it's a system you don't play very often, like me in 5e, you forget all these different things. That's the one thing with playing 5e. If you don't take a character from first level on up, you miss out on all the subtle little new things they get to do. If you haven't built up to that through play, that, in my experience, is hard to do. I also don't mean that you should coddle the players. Just don't be too subtle. Because if you are, don't be surprised when the players miss out on what it is you thought they'd catch on. Of course, the answer is always obvious when you know the answer. Just like in school, when the teacher asked for a show of hands, and you got called on when you didn't raise your hand. Not a fun thing. So, our players tend to be smart and creative individuals, but we all have off days. So, a few things to keep in mind. I'm interested, have you ever been in a situation as a player where you forgot to use an item or ability that was available to you that would have solved the problem or saved the day? And as a game master, I all the time forget to do stuff that is in my notes because I get so wrapped up in what's going on. I'm sure I'm not the only one. So call in and let me know what you think. I really appreciate everybody calling in on my 100th episode. And I've had fun the last couple of episodes. Thank you all for listening, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!